ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's specific worker programs are being sold as a win-win, helping farmers and others in regional parts of the country get work as they struggle to otherwise, and it's a great source of income and life experience for Pacific Islanders. But they've not been without its criticism, from welfare issues and accusations of substandard accommodations to deaths on the road. Now, the Australian government wants to review the two schemes, the Pacific Seasonal Worker Program that sees people working in agriculture, as well as the newer Pacific Labour Mobility Program, where people come for meat processing works or even working in aged care. We're going to hear more about that in the next hour when we talk to Dean Wickham, the Solomon Islands Honorary Consul in the state of Victoria. But it's not just the workers themselves who are affected when they head overseas for work. So now their families and communities are also the focus of a new program in Vanuatu called Family I Redi. Carolyn Tierman has more.
The seasonal workers program brings in much needed income for many Pacific Island families, including Vanuatu. But there are also challenges which come with this, like financial abuse, gender-based violence, and unhealthy relationships. So that's led to the Family I Redi program, which is a joint initiative between Vanuatu's Employment Department, the International Organization for Migration, and the NGO World Vision Vanuatu. Kendra Derzo is the director of World Vision Vanuatu.
I think we're very aware in the Pacific that seasonal work can bring great economic benefits, but those benefits need to be felt not just by the worker, but also by their family. So that takes some financial planning training and really good communication and joint plans between the worker and their family so that they can achieve a common goal, which in Vanuatu is often either building a house, settling school fees, or starting a business. But we also know that the distance imposed by seasonal work can break families apart. And so the Family I Redi curriculum also looks at how to keep a family relationship healthy and strong despite the distance.
Sometimes you hear of seasonal workers overseas and, you know, people are happy that at least they're going and earning money for the family, but there are issues that lie under all this, yeah?
That's right. And so the Family I Redi curriculum really introduces both seasonal workers and their partners to good communication techniques, but also a better understanding of what a healthy relationship looks like, what are warning signs that a relationship is becoming unhealthy, how to set up trusting, good communication digitally, but also to understand better the different types of violence and abuse that can come up in a relationship, because a lot of Ni Vanuatu couples haven't identified, for example, financial violence as an issue within their family, and really learn that a trusting, open communication around money being earned is really important to keep a relationship healthy.
Patrice Kaltonga is a senior labor mobility officer with the Vanuatu government. He says they fully support the initiative.
Family Ready is a program that was developed by World Vision and IOM with partnership with the Labor Department to help the worker and their family before the worker travel to New Zealand or Australia. This program involves financial literacy program. This program also includes how to stay safe in Australia and New Zealand, how to eat healthy, how to stay away from having problem while in New Zealand and Australia. So this program helps a lot by, you know, engaging the partners in this work ready. The partner will understand what the goals of the workers are, because we see that before the journey of the worker is like an individual journey. But it's not really an individual journey. It's a family's journey. So that's why we want to involve everyone in this program so that they can know that when the partner is away in the program, the spouse or the partner who is back in Vanuatu to understand and know that the goals that they set together. And the other good thing about this program is how to stay connected, even in a long-distance relationship while the partner is away. So this program is good for the workers and the family.
Patrice Katonga from the Vanuatu Labour Department, Carolyn Tierman reporting there. And what do you think about the Pacific Worker Programs? Do you think there are things that could potentially be changed? Well, the Australian government is calling for submissions now as it looks to review both its labour programs. I'd love to hear your views. You can send me a message on the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page.